Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
And today we want to welcome back a returning guest, Bridget Reyes, who we just love. She's a style expert, personal stylist, and an author. Mm-hmm. And I recently took an online course of hers, which I learned a lot. But yeah, I'm always learning this stuff because I don't know how to dress. Anyway, what's going on with you?
Well, you just told everyone what's going on with me, actually. So, bye. No, I just launched online courses. My first course, I'll be introducing more as time goes on, is Dress for Success. It's all about Dress for Success. Why Dress for Success doesn't work. And yes, you guys took it. You guys reviewed the course. So what did you think?
I learned a lot. I mean, my favorite part, and I don't want to give away too much, was about the contrast, your skin color versus the colors you wear. Yeah. I'm still grappling with that. I'm still, as you see, I'm wearing a lighter color today.
Yes.
Does that work?
It does. It's more about the combination of colors. So it's not one color on its own, but it's a relationship of two colors. But since your sweater is like a heather gray and ivory.
Yeah.
I mean, so those two colors together, it's all about how much contrast is in your clothing in relationship to your coloring, your personal coloring, and how it either will work against you or for you, or how you will have to work twice as hard to be heard by people, which is particularly important in the workplace when you're either speaking or interviewing or, you know, and we don't know those things, you know.
I'm just amazed at your wealth of knowledge and the versatility of the ideas that you come up with, you know, from everything from colors to styles to accessories. It's like it turns my head upside down. Because I open my closet, I'm like, okay, what's for today? You know, I've got like a Chinese menu and it's not very interesting. And I listen to you, I'm like, wow, my world comes alive.
You know, we have this saying in the office, Catherine will wear something new. And I'll go, wow, I really like that. And she'll say, yeah, we'll get used to it because you're going to be seeing it a lot. Like, that's what we say to each other all the time.
Well, you know, part of it is from learning over the years. Part of it's from experience. But I think, you know, the other part of it is working with people who don't consider themselves skilled in this area.
Yeah.
And I think the hardest part of my career has been being able to explain it in ways where someone who understands things differently than I do, the light bulb can go off. So, you know,
not intimidating the way you do
it. I try, right. I don't want people to feel like they're some kind of dummy. And so, as you guys know, I refer to clothing as chicken outfits.
That was very funny.
But people hear that, and if you take the course, you'll know what I'm talking about. But when people hear that, it makes sense. So they can kind of wrap their brains around that and they can say, oh, I get that now. I can do it too. So I always try to be like, you know, someone in the kitchen who's teaching someone how to cook.
That's
you know?
It.
Yeah. But so my course is actually, I'm really excited to offer your listeners. My course is $49 for this 8-part course, which I think is very reasonable.
Totally worth it.
But I think as an additional incentive to your listeners, I'm offering them a $10 discount so they can take the course for $39.
Wow.
And they can go right over to my website at bridgetreyes.com, which is B-R-I-D like dog, G-E-T-T-E-R-A-E-S.com. And on the upper right-hand corner, there's a button called Online Courses. Or they can go right to courses.bridgetreyes.com and sign up for the course. Mm. And when they check out, if they put MCO for My Crazy Office, all caps in the promotional discount box, they'll get $10 off. So,
and if you didn't get any of that, just write us.
Yeah, exactly. That was a lot of information. So, yes.
You're driving in the car.
Right. She's like, I need a pen.
A lot of our listeners are.
Yes.
All right. So,
fair
anyway,
enough.
So, in terms of today, Bridget's the perfect person to answer some of these questions. So we're going to have two questions today about dressing professionally, really about your image, which we know a lot of our listeners, you know, they just grapple with this. So the first question asks about how to revamp somebody's one's wardrobe for job interviewing purposes, which is very different than your day-to-day.
Yes.
And to do that on a limited budget. And the second question is about how to dress differently after getting promoted, which we'll get into it, but that's something that I discuss with every one of my clients. Mm.
You do, Kathy.
I do. I really feel very strongly about that. All right, so Logan, what's our first question?
My workplace has a very relaxed dress code. I don't even own a suit. I'm interviewing for a new job in an industry that is more formal. I need to make this career change in order to make more money. Putting money towards new clothes that are more fitting with where I'd like to go next with my career just isn't realistic for me budget-wise. However, I want to make a good first impression when networking, interviewing, and putting myself out there. Any tips on how I can do this without investing too much money?
I love the way you guys both turn to me. Like, well,
Goodwill.
I had that thought. Well, I have
expert.
I'm a sale person.
Right. Well, speaking of sales, this month, January,
is the best
month to get sales. So stores are begging you to take their merchandise off because they want to run out fall so that they can bring in spring, which is already starting to hit the stores.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And actually, I'll tell everyone this too. If they sign up for my newsletter, which is at my website, I give them a free shopping calendar, which includes month by month what people can expect to find
good.
In the stores. Oh. Yeah, so if you just sign up for my newsletter, it gets emailed right to you. You know, it's super simple. But January is known for being
the best.
So number one, I think thrifting is great. I think that something to consider is where you go thrifting.
Yes.
So if you don't live in a more affluent area, go to a more affluent area and thrift there.
That's such a good point. Yeah.
Right. I mean, you're going to find better deals there, better inventory. I think what's also important to think about is that she's doing things probably once. So if it's networking, you're going to meet different people. Interviewing, maybe make sure you have one to two different looks, but she doesn't need an entire wardrobe.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Well, but she's saying that she's going to go to this new career. She's interviewing for a new career, which she knows she probably has to step up her game.
Right. And I have some thoughts on that too, but I just want her to not feel like she has a tremendous amount of pressure on her that she has to do
everything
all at once. I mean, you know.
Well, actually, what if this were a man as well? Would he need to go buy, purchase one suit or one something,
I think
blazer
one
or something?
Suit, maybe, you know. So, well, let's start
tailored
with
shirts.
Right. I think let's start with the woman, and I think the man, the male version of that is actually much simpler.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My thought was to have a dress suit, so a dress and blazer suit looks, have one pair of pants and or skirt, whichever she prefers, one cardigan, and maybe two tops. And with that, she'll probably be able to get at least six outfits, maybe even more, mixing it and matching all those things. So she can wear the cardigan and the jacket with the dress. She can wear the dress on its own. She can wear the jacket with the skirt or pants that she buys. She can change up the tops. She can put the cardigan with the skirt. So she wants to think in terms of everything relating to each other so that she can create different looks without spending a lot of money.
Right, so it all has to go together.
Yes. Yes. So and that's why the dress suit I was thinking could be good because she can break it apart, wear the dress on its own, have one cardigan that she can throw on with everything, use that jacket with the bottoms. So it doesn't have to be a lot. I mean, how many of the same people do you see over and over again when networking, you know, or interviewing?
I know, but there's a boredom factor, isn't there?
Yeah, but we're dealing with...
It's someone
like,
who
I
doesn't
have to
want
feel
to spend
good.
Money.
I know, I understand, but you have to feel good. I would tell everybody in my life that I needed more clothes, and you know, if they wanted to give me gifts.
Oh, sure.
Oh, you know, so I was thinking in a slightly more literal way, like if there's anything you got for the holidays that you'd like to exchange, this would
be
the
time
to
do
it, right? Go.
But another thing is I have a group of girlfriends and we have a clothing swap every spring.
Ah.
And it's really fabulous. We're always looking for new women to invite for new inventory. Because once I've seen everything in your closets, I need fresh closets. Anyway, it's really effective and I've gotten some great things that way.
Yeah.
Well, and I think borrowing too. She can also just even think about borrowing without having to put, because she may not feel she has anything to contribute.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So, but I think that in this case too, she has to think about her pride and saying, okay, I'm willing to not have so much pride and perhaps ask someone to help her out that can.
I was going to say that I'm a get help, now person right. because I don't trust my choices in terms of wardrobe. And there's some history there. And so I...
Would you like to discuss it, doctor?
Actually, when I used to come down and I was younger, I'm the oldest of two other girls, two sisters, and but they had far better style sense than I did. So I'd come down and they would look me up and down and then one of them would say, go back upstairs. You know? So, but that's okay because I learned to ask for help, H-E-L-P, when looking at clothes. And what I've learned is, like, Kathy has a great eye. I have a number of friends who have a wonderful eye, you know, an eye, and also who can tell me what styles look good. Because I think if, like, this person is saying, I'm coming from a very relaxed dress code.
Sure.
So this is not just embellishing your wardrobe. It's really finding your next look.
Right? Without a
doubt. Your professional look. Mm-hmm. So I would say pick someone of your friends who you feel is really got a sense of style and take them with you or ask them to help you with
without this. A doubt. But we have to also remember that just because she comes from a relaxed dress code doesn't mean she doesn't have the tools to know what to do. It's just that she hasn't necessarily had the reason.
Right. Correct.
So, but I think you bring up an excellent point, though.
I'm just saying for me, that's sure. what I would be.
I have two questions I want to ask Bridget. One is, do you feel that dress codes in the professional world are relaxing? That's number one. And number two, what is a reasonable budget per year?
Oh, geez.
For professional clothing?
Both of those answers are so hard to answer.
Sorry.
No. I just feel like I'm not going to be able to satisfy you completely because I have found, well, I think that there's...
Okay, so let's just take the first thing.
Sure.
I see a relaxation of attire in the workplace.
Dress code.
I just do. I mean, we travel around the country, and I feel that, I mean, look, in certain industries, it's still very
absolutely
buttoned down. If you're a lawyer, if you're in the financial services, it's buttoned down. But in a lot of other industries, I'm starting to see that it's a lot more relaxed.
I agree. I don't necessarily, and I think actually you're seeing perhaps more than I am because of who my clientele is and you're out there more. Mm-hmm. So you're probably seeing more than I actually am in terms of what's going on in the masses. I don't feel it's gotten much more relaxed in the past 10 years as far as like what people are doing now in relationship to what they were doing. Mm-hmm. But I will agree it's definitely become more casual. I think we've gotten more casual in general.
Yeah.
You know, holidays to, you know, going to the theater. I think overall we've become, I mean, even like you watch like, you know, if you see a court television show, you're like shocked what people wear to court even.
Right.
Where when
right.
I was younger, and certainly when you guys were younger, it was like you didn't go to anything like that without your best clothing on. So I think there's just been a casualization and in general. But I'm also surprised how many of my clients do still wear suits and how many of them choose skirt suits over pantsuits, which I think a lot of women would be like, okay, I can wear pants. It's more comfortable. So I'm surprised by that, actually.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, so that's why it's hard to answer that. And as far as what people spend a year, I've had someone spend the equivalent on their entire budget being what one of my clients would spend on one dress. So it's hard again to say.
Depends on your spending plan.
It really does, and your budget, what you're comfortable spending. I mean, I've had some people who make a lot more money, spend a lot less than someone who makes less money, who just tends to want to buy more. So I've had, it's pretty incredible the difference. So.
I also think there's a difference between establishing your wardrobe and then just, maintaining it right, filling it in with some fresh pieces each year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what I hear, because I discuss this with my clients that are getting promoted all the time, and I hear from a lot of women, they'll say to me, is it crazy that I spend $1,000 to $3,000 a season.
No.
And I say no.
Absolutely
I think that
not.
That sounds
that's
right.
That's actually really cheap.
Okay.
But I have a very I have a very warped sense of reality because I think about what I spend and that sounds perfectly fine. But then I think about what some of, not all of my clients will spend.
Yeah.
And I've had some of my clients spend that on one piece of clothing. So it again, it's so hard. But I would say the norm, I think that's more than sufficient. But
it is more than sufficient. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Right. Okay. Well, we're also talking mostly New York prices, right? Or New York shopping.
Right.
As opposed to other parts of the country where it may be
interestingly, though, a lot of my clients don't live here.
Oh, that's interesting.
But they come here to New York. Yeah, I would say that it's almost 50-50 how many of them fly in.
Yeah.
I mean, most of them live in second-tier cities for sure. But, you know, again, we're looking at a certain profession.
Right.
You know, so it really varies. But I think what you're suggesting is more than fair. I think someone, you know, I think that's not too much at all to suggest a right. year or season.
A season. They're saying between 1,000 and 3,000.
Yeah. I think that's
a season. Yeah.
I think that's a good number that's realistic, because I think that without a doubt the clients of mine that spend way more than that, they're not the norm. I mean, I think we can all agree that they're probably not the norm.
Yeah, and they may also be buying clothing that they wear at events at night. That might not be just workplace.
No, it's workplace.
It's workplace. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Like exactly. Like you know, that's the thing. Like we can't even fathom, right?
Well, I think it has to do with what your income is then.
And also probably the which industry is why it's so hard that
to
you're
answer.
In.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's what makes it so hard to answer.
Yeah. Yep. So for this person on a budget, who's trying to be careful budget-wise, chances are she's or he is spending not $1,000.
No, not at all.
No,
I mean, honestly, I'm such a good shopper. I could really dress this person for under $100.
Oh, I think you absolutely really good. Yeah, no, I think you could. And I think we have to, again, remember that this is not for the rest of her career. This is just to get her in the door. So even what I was suggesting in terms of like a little capsule, she could pull that back by even three pieces and still have enough that will suffice. Is it going to be as exciting as you'd want it to be? Probably not.
Right. What about a guy?
You asked about a guy. I think one suit, couple of shirts, maybe one or two ties to change it up, one pair of shoes. I think they're
shoes.
Fun. One pair.
Shoes matter though.
They really do, believe me. But yeah, you know, my husband even, he has like two pairs he switches, and the one's brown, one's black. That's it.
Oh. Yeah. Wow.
But he wears a suit every day.
Right.
Right. So it's, you know, it's like he goes with the brown pair or the black pair, depending on what color his suit is.
And in the summer? Brown and black.
Brown and black.
Still.
Yeah. Well, what are the other options?
Beige, flip flops, and gray.
Flip flops with a suit. Yes.
Oh, for shoes, right?
Yeah. Too funny. No. Too funny.
All right. Well, let's just take do we get that? So we can just take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with question number two and Bridget.
Ever feel like you or your company could use a 20-minute therapy session? Well, K Squared has your back. Simply download a K-Talk, plug in those ear pods, or gather a group of your coworkers and feel better instantly. Well, almost. Each K-Talk covers a specific topic and costs a fraction of what a traditional therapy session would. Feeling stressed by your workload? There's a K-Talk for that. Working with someone who's done you wrong? There's a K-Talk for that. Can't ask for a raise, need a vacation, hate your boss? K-Talk, K-Talk, K-Talk. Just go to ksquaredenterprises.com and purchase the K-Talk that fits your situation. Now back to our show.
Hi, welcome back, everyone. Logan, what's question number two?
I just got promoted to the VP of Client Relations for a pharmaceutical company, which is a much more visible position. I know it's important to look the part, but I'm not sure how to go about doing that. What do you recommend? And is it necessary?
I think it's really necessary.
I was going to say, is it necessary? Is she serious?
Yeah, it's really necessary. But I don't know that everybody thinks about that.
Really?
Yeah, I know. Well, that's because that's your orientation.
Do you think it's also an age thing, though?
No.
Really?
What do you mean by an age thing, Bridget?
Well, you know, going back to the whole question about being more casual, I think it's a generational thing. Like, there was that article about the guy, or did you see it on Facebook, where a kid was like maybe in his early 20s and he was waiting for the subway and he didn't know how to tie a tie. And this old gentleman got up and immediately showed him how, because he never had an opportunity to learn. Mm-hmm. And I think that speaks volumes to a generational thing, which is how many opportunities do people that age group have to tie a tie?
That's interesting.
To learn, right? Yeah. So I guess my question about this is, when is it necessary? Are we talking about someone who perhaps has grown up? You know, we all remember a time when we got dressed up for everything that was important. Are we dealing with someone who just really doesn't get it because they weren't exposed to that?
I think that's a really, really, really good point. Because I have met people or younger individuals for whom it's really foreign territory. And I think what's interesting is that the defense or the statement is, you know, I am who I am and I got this promotion based on how I look. So why would I change anything?
Such a millennial response.
Well, it's allowed.
I know.
It's just that it may not serve you in the long run.
Exactly.
But I wonder if we all felt that way when we were that age.
No, yeah. I didn't.
No?
Maybe because I'm Gen X. I don't know. Because you guys are what? I mean, I don't know if it's a generational thing. I think I'm grasping it there. But well, I don't know. I just always knew that if I had a certain...
I had to be told.
Really?
Yeah. I had to be told when I was promoted that I needed to up my game.
I don't know.
On every level.
I never thought, I always figured you, if this was what was required of you, certain dress code or whatever, like who the heck was I to say no? I'm not a job.
I'm just having a memory now.
What's up?
One memory percolating up. That actually, when I got back from the Peace Corps, I'd been wearing muumuus and whatever, very loose clothing and flip-flops for 2.5 years. And so I came back and I wore office clothes, but they were like clothes that were too big for me. And I remember this guy, Jorge, coming up to me and saying, "You look like you're pregnant and you're not pregnant. Change your clothes." He literally had to yell at me for me to have some awareness.
What was missing in your, like, where was the lack of awareness? Like, where do you think that came from?
I just think that having lived in the tropics for 2.5 years, I totally had lost a sense of fashion. Number one, I was still quite young. So I thought I can get away with this,
mm-hmm.
you know? And it wasn't until an older professional person told me that I wasn't getting away with it that I started to change. So,
yeah, I think there's different stages in life where you do have to change your image.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, from being a child, then a teenager, then young adult in college.
Sure.
And then when you come out, you have to, okay, now I'm in the real world. And I don't want to look like a college student. And then every time your life changes, somebody has to help you, I think, with your image. I don't think it comes naturally.
I will totally say you're probably right. And I mean, it's hard for me to understand that because of where I come from, which is I've been in the fashion industry since I'm 18 years old, right?
So it's always changed.
Right. I went to college. I studied it. I started in the fashion industry and then started my business in my late 20s. So it's like, do people really need to be told
yes.
this? It's mm-hmm. So it's wonderful to hear that because, you know, that's the part of my brain that I'm like, how is that even?
Yeah, I bring it up with every one of my clients that either has a new job. Well, a new job is usually a promotion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And or gets a promotion where they are. And it's not the first thing I talk about, but it definitely comes into the conversation, which is now how are you going to change your image to go along with this new position so that you're taken seriously, so that your image, you know, so what walks in the room isn't a barrier between you and the people that have to take you seriously.
Mm-hmm.
How is that going to change? And it's funny because most people will say to me, yeah, I've been thinking about it, but I don't. I don't know how to do it.
That's always been the obstacle, not the lack of awareness. I always feel like people know that they're supposed to dress a certain way. So I'm surprised that part surprised me. But to me, it was always the breakdown in knowing how to do it and why I get the phone call. You know, it's never because someone was clueless. It's usually they have some. So that part doesn't obviously surprise me. It's just the fact that people don't even know that it's not even on their radar.
Well, it's also like a haircut, right? Is you have to find the style that works for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you have to decide what is your professional style, or you have to get help establishing that, right? You don't want to look like someone else's idea of professional.
No doubt. Well, that's, you know, going back to my course, I mean, that was a big part of that, right?
Yeah.
Like how you feel and therefore the energy you give off is how you will have people perceive you the way that you want to be perceived versus doing that the right way. Like, I'm supposed to have this haircut. I'm supposed to wear this right thing. And that actually becomes much more difficult to, it's much harder to send the right message that way when you're not feeling it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, so...
All right, so for this question asked you...
Yeah.
That's right, there was a question, wasn't there?
Yeah, there was a question here.
What's the question?
You don't have to change anything.
You don't have to change anything, beautiful. No,
you're beautiful. Stay the way you are.
What we would recommend now that this person is in a more visible position.
Yeah.
They're really being seen. They have to really have to represent themselves professionally through their...
I think it's when you hire a professional like Bridget. I really think that for the you know, if that's not something you want to have all the time, it's when you've upgraded your position. That's probably the most important time to hire an expert.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
I mean, you hire an expert for everything else in your life, right?
Mm-hmm.
So why not get somebody to help get you on the right path visually. I think it's really important.
I would also ask her how she feels and what she's currently wearing too. Like what now that she's been promoted, does she feel that she's giving off the right energy? And even if she doesn't know how to fix it, most of us know when something's wrong.
Right.
We know that something isn't working. She may not know how to get to where she wants to go next, but what is her current feeling about her wardrobe? That would be an interesting thing I would want to know. And to
that is a really good question.
Yeah. I mean, I ask it all the time of people. How do you feel? How do you want to feel?
Yeah.
You know, and for me, I get hired because I help fill in that gap. Mm-hmm. You know, they know something's wrong. It's like anything else. It's like, if I want to lose weight, I have no idea how to do it effectively, obviously. So I would hire someone.
You'd hire somebody to help you.
Right. Who's going to help me do that. And you brought something else up that's important, which is the importance of our image, right? I mean, again, going back to my course, but largest form of communication that we have is our nonverbal, right? So it's our body language, it's our image. Yeah. So if she's going to be more visible, she does have to think about whether or not this is working for her or against her.
Oh, absolutely. And I also think that styles change and we change, you know, and that you have to, you know, consider that.
Would you think it would be would it be acceptable for her to ask someone that she works with that's perhaps that promoted her or looking for honest coaching from someone to say now there's
some tips.
So yeah, I mean, is that something that you guys would recommend someone do?
I mean, I don't. I just say it's time to hire an expert. You
right.
know, now's time to go to somebody professional. I mean, if you are at a point where they come to you,
that's a problem.
Yeah, then it's a problem. Then everybody's talking about
you. Yeah, then you're really paranoid, and then you're worried, and then it affects your job performance. I've had those calls come in, and they're horrible.
Yeah,
I do not recommend it. It's awful. I hate working. I feel so. There is no as kind as the company can be. It is never well received.
So maybe we should say, if you get a promotion, assume that you need to upgrade your image. Because you don't want to be approached for it in any case.
Or make sure the two are aligned.
Yeah.
She could have already been dressing for the job she wanted, like they say to do.
Right.
But let's double check and just make sure, you know. And we can always do a little better. So there's nothing wrong with her taking a look.
You brought up a good point, which is that dressing for the position you want or carrying yourself that way, I think is really the way to go.
Yeah.
Have you guys found that...
it matters.
Well, I would say, have you found that companies have overlooked someone for a position because of their image or that being part of why they avoided?
That's a really good question.
I think they have probably not consciously, but yes, I do.
So subconsciously, wow. That's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, sometimes it's not the clothing, but the stains on the clothing,
or the bad dandruff,
or the odor coming from the clothing.
It's not just the style; it's
grooming.
Yeah, it's grooming. And actually, I have my husband who recently left. He retired from the hospital, but for many years he started wearing a tie.
Yes,
and it changed his life.
Yeah.
He got a promotion. His salary went up. I mean, not without asking, but those things. He said he immediately noticed a difference in how he was addressed.
Did he notice it with himself? I mean, obviously it affected how people interacted with him, but did he notice he acted any differently or that he interacted with his role any differently because of the way he was dressed? I think that would be a really interesting question.
Yeah, I would have to go back and...
No, because I see that a lot. I mean, when I've worked with people, the difference in... their performance changes.
When they feel better.
And they'll always come back. Right. They'll come back to me and say, working with you is the best thing. I got a promotion.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll always say to them, yes and no. It wasn't necessarily the clothing, but it was the way that you changed as a result. Mm-hmm. How much more confident they were. How much more they put themselves out there. Those are the things that were impacted. So the results come through how they engage. That's why I was wondering about.
Well, you know, I'm going to bring up another sort of darker side of improving one's image, because sometimes I think people can have wardrobe envy, you know, where they're looking at what she's wearing or what he's wearing and saying, you know, where'd you get that? Or you think you're so great, or particularly if you're promoted among your peers, right? Yeah. And suddenly you show up looking better. You're saying yes.
I think so, especially like maybe to speak for my generation.
Yeah.
It's always like,
putting
the
on
new
air.
Bag or the new shoe. Like, what shoes is this person wearing? Or what, you know, designer brand is this? And it's the Kanye, or is it this or this or that? And
what is your opinion? How does that affect your opinion, like, or you're just like speaking for your generation? How does that affect how would you like to be the spokesperson
I'll be
for
the
your entire generation?
For my millennial generation.
Right. But how do you feel your feelings about them change? Like, do you notice that your interpretation of them changes?
Maybe subconsciously. Yeah. Maybe subconsciously.
Like, how dare they?
A little bit. Or like, really, is that what you're spending your money on, that when you could be using it for something else? I mean, then again, it could. Right. Exactly. Feeding the poor.
Oh, right, yes.
Anyway, it's just, it's part of the game, though, right? I mean, it's not a horrible thing. I guess I'm bringing it up because I think, again, looking at the psychology of it, sometimes it can be intimidating to improve your image just because you may worry that you'll be judged in a different way by
your peers. I think that happens a lot. But wouldn't you say that falls into the category of fear of success or fear of, what would that...
fear of success is about losing friends and losing family. That in being more visible, you'll basically lose people.
That's exactly where I'm feeling like what you're saying is falling into that category of fear of success. And isn't it easier just to blend or just go along with the flow? Because
keep that holy T-shirt.
Yeah, right. Keep the holy T-shirt and your friends. So your new book title. There you go.
Whoa, we need that. I know that whenever we've gone on really important meetings, like, remember we had to meet our book publisher with Working With You Is Killing Me, and we decked out. I think we went shopping together.
Went
shopping together.
Are you
serious? No, we did. We decided on a certain budget, which was high.
Yes.
And we went, I don't remember where we went, and I got this unbelievable jacket. What did you get? Which I still wear. And it looks like leather. It's white material.
I got the suit that I wear to everything still.
But that was a different time.
Oh, no, it was a different time. I got a blazer. I know
we've done this several times, by the way.
Yeah. Anyway, this isn't your first rodeo.
Clearly.
So many best-selling books. I know. We can't keep track of how many times we've gone shopping.
We really forgot about our shopping trips. But anyway, but I remember the looks on the face, on their faces when we walked in the room. Because I said to Catherine, let's go camera ready so that they know they can put us on the Today Show. That they know.
You are hilarious.
That's what we did.
That's a marketing mind for you.
And it worked.
So, okay, so here's a good question.
And that jacket, my jacket has paid off. Yes, bucks.
Anytime. I don't know if you've got a return on your investment already, huh?
On that jacket, I love that jacket.
What made you guys decide that that was the right thing? I think that's a really great question.
You mean when we were in the store and trying things on?
Yes, because I think it was,
I looked at Catherine's face and I knew when I put the right thing on her face and the same thing for back and forth.
Right.
And then there was another time that we used a personal shopper at Lord & Taylor.
Yes.
Oh, I know who you use probably. Oh. Anyway,
I don't remember.
I know
name.
Them. All. I know all of them there.
She was coming down with the flu that day, which was
she gave us a lot of deals though.
She gave us like bargains.
You can get a deal at Lord & Taylor like on any day
just
of the week.
Just walk into
the
store.
It's true. You just walk in. Yeah. So anyway, we got a whole wardrobe, and that was for Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and that was really great. Also doing that, and she taught us a lot because we kept trying things on, and I was discouraged, and she kept saying to me, "Don't get discouraged. It's the process. Just keep trying things on. Just keep trying things on."
Half my job is like barring the door so they don't run away.
Yeah, right. Well, you have to deal with body image and all kinds of things.
Yeah. Yes. But it's interesting, like, what was the thing that had you decide? And I think that goes back to a lot of this question, which is, you know, when you know you feel something and how that changes and what is that thing that helps you decide? You know, clearly it was a success for both of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it always is when we do that.
Yes. Well, that goes back to my original suggestion, besides if you hire a wonderful person like Bridget, is to take someone with you.
Absolutely.
When you're upgrading, because that set of eyes, that's right, they can see for you what you cannot see for yourself.
But would you not say that it's important to make sure that person doesn't have either some kind of wardrobe envy or some kind of envy? Because you know there are the sabotagers out
there.
Yes,
you have to take someone. That's right. That's true.
Because they suck. I mean, they're like so passive aggressive, right? And they're like, I guess that looks good. You know what I mean? And you're just like, you feel like a failure because they're scared of you like separating from the
pack.
Do
you like your hips looking really, really big?
I guess you could like that.
Really does it for you.
I guess that looks good if you like looking 500 pounds. Sure.
Let me get that in a bigger size for you. Take that person.
That looks terrible, and they come in the next day with exactly what you're wearing.
You know, you guys have that book, Mean Girls. I love that. That's like my favorite book. I love your books, but I love that book because I think that She's probably in there somewhere, you know. That.
Yeah, so take people who support you, and that's part of what's so great about hiring a consultant, right? Is that their job is to make you
My one and only job is to make them look. I have no, you know, and I think personal shoppers can be great, but the thing to be cautious of is who are they advocating for? And I think if you get a good one, that's great, but they do work on commission, whereas most people in my industry, we don't get a penny from a store. So if we're recommending something, there's a lot of trust there that, you know, I'm not in it for anyone but them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They don't look good, I don't look good. Vidal Sassoon, or who was that Vidal Sassoon?
Well, that's
you look good, I look good. When I look, when you look good, I look good or something.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of truth to that. Have we answered these questions? I don't know. We've gone off on some.
I don't know.
This is a really important subject because I think it goes under the radar. I think a lot of people don't want to think about their image, but their image really matters professionally. That's why I love to have you on. I think it's really critical that you take the time to care, not just grooming, but grooming is very important, but also that you really project the image that you want.
And if you need incentive to do it, think about how different you feel when you do it. I think that people think about it as this task or this chore that you have to do for work, but there is a huge difference, and I'm sure you both can agree, when you know you look good or you feel good, you interact different, you feel better about yourself, you have more energy.
Yeah.
So it's not so much about doing it for someone else. I mean, I've had some clients where... like their job to them is such a drudgery that they're like, yeah, but this is my work clothes. Like that. So it's okay to hate what I wear. And it's like, you know, so this sort of attitude. So it, I think it's important to remember that it's not just about doing it for your job. It's doing it for yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and so many people work at home now. They work virtually. So they really are in their pajamas.
I can attest to that. If I don't get in the shower first thing in the morning at 2:30 in the afternoon, I am there in flannel pajamas.
Well, that's good to know. I'm happy to know that about you.
Oh, I am
Do you accessorize your pajamas?
With a tiara every day. Yes, I do. No, seriously. I think that, you know, that's a very good point. It's, I think if you, every once in a while, you're
lazy.
Home. Well, if you're home, telecommuting once a week, once a month, it's one thing. But if you do it every day, like I do, if I'm not seeing clients, I work from home. I have to be very diligent about getting in the shower at a certain time, making sure I don't check, like if I check my email, let's say 2:00 in the afternoon, I'm still checking that email. I'm like, yeah, I really need to get in the shower. Like that's something that I learned a long time.
Clients tell me that work virtually that when they have a Skype meeting, they only put a top on.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what's on the bottom. I don't want to know, but
just don't stand up.
Yeah. Just don't move too much. But there's a laziness that happens when you don't have to get dressed every 100%. Day, but I think it's important because you might have to go out and you run into people. My mother used to always say to me, you never know, you know, always look good before you leave the house because you might run into your husband. This is what she would say to me when I was a young woman. And that used to freak me out that she, because like you, it's true. You don't know.
Well, the same.
Or your ex.
Or your ex. That's even worse.
Then you better look good.
Then you really look good.
Yeah. Well, actually, I wrote a blog post about that a couple of years ago on working from home and took an outfit and showed it like in the home state, which was like maybe a pair of Uggs with leggings and a sweater. Right. But then if you had to run out, how to easily change that so you didn't feel like you were changing your whole outfit, because I think that is when you work from home too. It's like, yeah, I'll put leggings and a sweater on because it doesn't matter. But then you kind of feel like a slob. Yeah. If you do need to leave, so you kind of have to be able to change it without changing your
You just never know who's going to see you. You just never know.
Mm-hmm.
So to just think about that.
Suit up. Shape up. Get up.
And wear clean underwear. And
wear That's what they say. Yeah. My rule is a little mascara. It goes a long way.
Yes.
So I think that's it. I think we covered the subject. So how can people can go to your website?
Right. BridgetRays.com, which do you want me to spell it for them again?
If you don't, you can spell it. Go ahead. Or you can always contact us.
Yes. It's just BridgetRaes. And that's where they can also find my online course. They can get it for $10 off with MCO Capital. That's for them. $10 off the course.
For my crazy office.
MCO, my crazy office.
Yay.
And that's it for this segment.
Yeah. So tweet us your stories and your advice about dressing professionally at work. And join us next time for another My Crazy Office podcast. Please review us on iTunes and Stitcher and SoundCloud. And don't forget to send your questions to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.